The Book of Edda by Meg Ellison, performed by Adenrale Ojo. On the map, all roads led to Estiel. Eddie didn't like that. He hated how inevitable it felt. Touching the star on the faded map, he had asked his mother why Estiel was the bigger city with the giant arch and the huge tall buildings, when it hadn't been the state capital in the old world.
"That's just not how it worked,"
Mother Ina would say tiredly.
"I don't know why, my living child. That was before my time."
He thought of the skeletal silver arch against the black sky, the smell of smoke in the back of his throat.
"How does a memory make me sick? How does it make me feel like running from somewhere I am not?"
He was a few days away from the city on foot. He knew the southern routes better, knew where to find water and the safest places to rest. On the map, old names were scratched out and new names were written in. A faded red star at the crux of all roads read, S-T-L. Eddie traced the roads with his finger, but he never went over that spot. He sought out the little things his fellow raiders had supplied. "Here, you'll cross the herds moving in season. A set of wide horns. There, a big building in the process of falling down. A number 7 lying on its side. Here, a town that did not admit black people. A smudged, filled-in circle inside an X. There, a town that trades in slaves. 3 links of a chain." As a child in his small town called Nowhere, Eddie found the maps foreign and exciting. They confirmed something he had always believed, that the world outside was different, and there were all different people in it. He couldn't wait to become a raider, mark up his own maps, go everywhere, not just Estiel. Even then, the way the lines on the map puckered toward it made it seem like a mean old mouth. He was 40 miles south of the city when he found Chloe. This spot had been his camp many times, often for moons on end. The round gray birds, partridge and grouse, were thick here. In some seasons, wild chickens and pheasants and brown and red and checks mixed among them. The partridges were slow and showed little sign of contact with people. Eddie would pick off one or two, snapping their necks and plucking them at his leisure.